Magician, the fire manipulator, the man who groans, the woman who shrinks, then explodes, fireproof women, and other anomalies of nature. Picking flowers when suddenly a great storm rolled in. Yes, thunder rolled, thunder crashed, lightning struck, hitting the little boy, hitting the little girl. But the little boy died, poor thing, but she, Tina Velma Marie, lived to tell the tale. Yes, you see, she was elected to be the Electric Lady. 20,000 volts of electricity went through the little girl's body. The doctors were amazed. The doctors said she lived 'cause she's immune. She's immune to the shock of electricity. Help, I'm struck. Do-do-do-do-do-do. I need lots of attention, doctor. Oh, he was kind and hurt her as gently as he could. Bloodless surgery. For 30 days and 30 nights, she raged hot, white hot, burning hot. People came from all around to witness this spectacle, but they couldn't look on for too long. They feared they would go blind, you see.
Oh, When I finally arrived at the place, I found it strangely familiar. And I remembered, it's what I've never seen before that I recognize. It was a place that I recognized. Even though I'd never seen it before, my eyes hurt from the beauty of looking, but I didn't turn away. I didn't turn away from the place. I lay close. I was close enough to smell my terror in the blades of grass. I could feel my body splitting open the gentle grass.
Splitting open.
I lay close, my heart beating. Beating. A violence I'd not known before.
No beating.
I feel I'm on the verge. Birds fly inside me. My terror swells. I am poised. So ready to puncture the surface of this white page. This place has no visible order, and I have only the order of my breathing. When I finally arrived at the place, it was like a scene from picture books. That place was a place that I had remembered in some strange way, even though I'd never been there before. It was a place that I recognized.
Recognize
from the picture books where I had once lived. Created entire lives for myself, for others. I had new families, old lovers, grandmothers and close friends, courtesans, confidants, and so on. And so on. And so on. And on. And on. Breath. Bang.
Bang. Dead.
Dead.
Breath.
Or alive.
Dead. Or alive.
Breath. Split.
Split.
Seconds.
Breath holding.
Breath held. Second.
Second. Caught open.
caught open with my birds flying. My terror smells. But here I was at this place. This place I'd never seen before, never been to before, but that I'd recognized. Recognized. I knew it. I knew the moment. I knew the wound. I knew it the moment I breathed in the warm, damp air. I knew it the moment I set foot. I knew it more surely than if I'd gone home. Gone back to the place where I had lived most of my life, the place where the storm clouds never settled, the place where a great and threatening force always stirred. Breath. I feel the scratching. Split. Wind. Second. Where wet black roughs up plain space. I exceed myself by abdicating myself. And then I am the world. I follow the voice of the world. I, myself, suddenly. With a single voice. So I had to go forward, and I went with a knowing. I had come to this place that I recognized, this place that I'd stepped out upon, a dock, a pier of sorts. It was a plank. A plank. Out into the sea. The gray, cold sea. I walked. Step by step. Board by board. I walked the plank, so to speak. Breath split, second. Breath held, third. Caught open with my birds flying. My terror smells. And there was a certain amount of danger in this walking forward. And yet, there was a certain exhilaration in the movement forward. And with each step, I was forgetting everything that had come before. With each step, I, the familiar one who knew so much about her life, was becoming no longer was becoming. Breath. Bang. This new and strange, familiar woman kept on walking out to the edge. To the edge of the land. The land. Beyond the edge of the land. Out to the end of the pier. Become the crack in the picture, the tear. I smell terror. The tear through the scene, the gap, the letting go. And everything just fell away. Dropped right off the face of the earth, slid right off the glassy slope of the sea. Gray. Every cloud, sea. Every wave, every wave, every blade cloud. Of grass, every wave, every gull, grass, every gull. Step, step, every wave. Remembrance,
every remembrance, blade, grass,
everything. Even the words. And the page became white again. Again. Just another blank white page. for a cigarette. I mean, I really don't want to appear needy or anything. I'm really just a nice girl. Nice girl, nice girl, nice girl, nice girl, with an itch. Nice girl, nice girl, nice girl, with an itch. Simple exchange into such a complicated request here. I mean, all right. I'll settle down now, and I think I'm ready to strike a bargain, or perhaps make a deal. Name your price. Go ahead. Ask me anything. I'll see what I can do, baby. It was, baby, wasn't it? Ooh, baby, baby, baby. Ooh.
laid bare, abandoned in ravaged fields, vast plains where legions have fallen to flames, and the swords are raised high to the heavens and smoke.
found that their song had settled deep within me like a heavy weight. And all that I could do was walk on and see. Searching for just a little.